Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Dean for the show called Getting It Done. We just finished listening to Candy Dolfer, who was live at that particular point, 2009 in Germany. And what I thought we'd do this week, or what I'd like to do, is to try some different groups, and then from the different groups, we will attempt to go on to another level and listen to some individual singers that are jazz-oriented And then from there on, we will. This group, what I'm getting ready to play for you, is phenomenal. These are some young kids. These are young children, actually. They're from another country. They participated in playing some music by Dave Koz. As a matter of fact, the first person you're going to hear on this particular set is Dave Koz talking. Give a listen.
Got an email from Dewi Ganta, one of the festival organizers. And she wrote to me about a month ago, and she said, you have to check out this YouTube clip. It is of some street musicians, street kids in Bandung, who are playing your music. And I clicked on the link, and I looked at it, and I couldn't believe it. I saw these young kids, these violin players, playing my song, You Make Me Smile. And I've never heard anything like it before. So it was kind of a surreal experience for me. So I wrote to Dewi, I said, is there any way that we could have these kids come to Jakarta for the jazz festival? And she said, yes. She said, let's do it. Now, here's the interesting thing about, let me just tell you a quick story about these guys. There's an organization in Bandung called For a Better Life. And what they do is they take kids in from the street. These are kids that are playing at street corners. They don't have homes. They're away from their families. And there's a center where they rehabilitate these kids. And in exchange for music lessons, they have to agree to lessons in math and reading. And so it gets them rehabilitated. And then they enter society once again, making money as musicians. I was so impressed that this exists. So it's called For a Better Life Organizations. And the name of this group is called Lima Tuju Kustik. That's the name of this group. So they flew them all the way from, or I guess they drove them, from Bandung to Jakarta to be here tonight, to be on this stage, to play for all of you. So would you help me welcome Lima Tuju Kustik? Come on out here, you guys. Don't be shy. And they got all dressed up, too. Selamat malam. Apa kabar? Baik. Nama saya? Nama kamu?
Yadi.
Yadi? Everything okay tonight? Bagus? Yeah? They don't speak English very well yet, but I'm their private tutor, and of course they're teaching me Bahasa as well. What is your name? Nama kamu?
Andre.
And how are you tonight?
I'm fine.
I'm fine. There you go. This is my main man right over here because he's the coolest. Look at that hat right there. Look at that hat. I want that hat. Nama kamu?
Arif.
Salam malam. Terima kasih for coming here tonight. Are you feeling good?
Sama.
Okay. And nama kamu?
Ipan.
It's my buddy. Ipan.
Pakai P. Ipan. I-P-A-N. Ipan.
Ipan. Terima kasih, Ipan. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is the youngest member of the group right over here. How are you tonight? Apa kabar?
Baik.
What's your name?
Nama kamu?
Ari. Saya senang berjumpa Anda. Thank you very much for coming. Are you ready to go?
Ready.
You ready? Ready?
Yes.
Are you guys ready? Playing You Make Me Smile. Don't forget to come right up to the front of the stage. Come on, Adi. That's right. Right in the front of the stage. Here is Lima Tuju Kustik.
Thank you.
guy's cool.
Yes, that was Dave Koz with some young people who came from another country. The jazz concert was the festival in 2012 at Java Jazz Festival. And the name of the song that was being played was one of the songs that was recorded and written by the great Koz himself. You Make Me Smile. That's the name of the song. And that was done back, like I said, back in the year 2012. And I thought it might be very interesting to play some young people who actually, most people in our country don't really get into jazz as quickly as these young men have presented themselves to do so. Now we're going to move on to some jazz singers. First of all, we're going to start off with Andrea Motis, who I just happened to bump into this week, not as a person, but her music. And let's give a listen. This was recorded not too long ago.
¿Quieres un poco de marcha? Bobby Timmons, de la época de Al Breaker de Jazz Messages, de Good Morning, que esperemos que cantéis con nosotros. Tienes que decir algo como yes, bro.
Everybody finds the morning, 'cause of all the trouble I see. Life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows the morning, every evening finds the morning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of being a blue. Everybody knows the morning. Look, I've been many a days and nights alone in a dream. And I pray, really, I truly pray, somebody will come and let me relieve. Everybody knows the morning, 'cause of all the trouble I see, life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows the morning. Thank you. every morning. Cause of all the trouble I see, life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows the morning. Every evening finds the morning. I'm alone and cry the blue. I'm so tired of being a dude. Everybody knows the morning. Look, I spend many a day and night alone, my friend. Everybody knows the morning.
Yes,
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes,
I'm so tired of being the dude.
Yes,
everybody knows the morning.
Yes,
Morning by Andrea Motis. Now, for the last two artists, the last two particular performances that were done, not by Andrea alone, but by the Dave Koz group that he brought in, the children he brought in, not one of those particular persons were over 21. So it gives you an idea that we're losing a lot of our great entertainers. The older persons are passing on, but there is a backup. People are still coming along trying to help those particular individuals who are now starting to take the place of the things that we have lost. So, but we're going to move on and see what we can pull up now. I think it'd be nice to start with some actual male singers. I don't know how many people here have ever heard of Little Jimmy Scott. I remember hearing Little Jimmy Scott when I was quite small myself. I might have been 11 or 12 years of age. And when I heard him sing, he sounded so much like a woman. And I'll tell you more about him after we listen to this song right here. Little Jimmy Scott.
Because
can't go. Life's a ripple on a stream. Love me tonight. Tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow was made for some, for us we know.
Was Little Jimmy Scott singing For All We Know. I played this song for a reason. The words are so beautiful in terms of telling you about a life and how to treat other lives as you come in contact with people, because you never know if you'll be able to see them again, know them, or even have a conversation with them again. People can come in here in 1 minute and be gone the very next. And all I can remember is Little Jimmy Scott sounding so much like a dear friend who's no longer with us. His name was Robert Craig. Robert actually had a real beautiful voice, very similar to Little Jimmy Scott, but lower. Was one of the, what I considered probably one of the prettiest sounds I've ever known to come out of a person's mouth. And I just wish that he had had the opportunity that many people have today, but he just never got the opportunity to be able to perform so people could actually understand what it was that he was doing. In any event, we're going to go on and listen to Kevin Mahogany. I first came in contact with this guy from one of my daughters. So let's listen up.
Cigarette holder, which wicks me over her shoulder. She picks me out laughing, not laughing at all. Baby, shall we go? I'm skipping, careful, I'm eating. You're tripping, speak Latin, by satin bar. Well, she's nobody's fool, so I'm playing it cool. I'll give her a whirl, but I ain't for no girl. Catch it!
Gave a tribute to the Duke Ellington by having the song on the program that he presented when they were honoring the great Duke Ellington. Now, what I'm doing is I'm trying to give you a picture of some really fantastic musicians, old and the new. And in this case, so far, I've been giving you a lot of the newest ones, although Kevin Mahogany has been around quite a bit. We're going to move on, and we're going to listen to who I consider to be one of the top musicians today, voice-wise. This guy is just unreal. I'm talking about the great Gregory Porter, and here he is.
Night turned cold, the stars looked down, and you hung yourself on the cold, cold ground. You wake the morning in a stranger's coat, no one would you see. You ask yourself, watch for me, my only friend. Who could it be? It's hard to say it. I hate to say it, but it's probably me. When your belly is empty, the hunger's so real. You're too proud to beg, you're too dumb to steal. You search the city for your only friend. No one would you see. You ask yourself, who could it be? A solitary voice speaking out, set me free. I hate to say it, I hate to say it, it's probably me. You're not the easiest person I ever got to know. It's hard for us both to let our feelings show. It's Some would say I should let you go your way. You only make me cry. But if there's one guy, just one guy, who would lay down his life for you and I, I had to say it. It's hard to say it. It's probably me.
Time ago, and what I loved about that is that he gives his all to whatever he does. So, bottom line, we are going to see about the other people that we have lined up for you. Gregory probably is right now the most renowned singer out there. He could sing anything, and but we're going to go on to some other individuals that you might find extremely interesting from the perspective that they give off a wonderful sound. Since the group that I really had, the four freshmen going in, the high-lows, had such beautiful harmony, we're going to be listening to now another jazz group, and it's called the Manhattan Transfer.
Is that it?
I can't break all my desires.
Thank you.
Up next, but that was done back in 2011. And what's so remarkable about that is the sounds that they gave, where all the parts were different, being sung differently with a different smooth type of harmony. That was fantastic for the 6 minutes that we've listened. But this group is coming along right now. We'll be taking up the remaining time of our program, and that would be basically the group that we just finished talking about. And that would be the voices from New York. And let's see if I can find it here on this little menu that I have here. And here they come up. Listen very carefully, people. What a sound they give off.
If they met me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget.
And the simple secret
of the plot is just to tell them
that I love you a lot.
The world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers a friend. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget.
The simple secret of the perfect plot.
And again, it's just to tell them that I love you.
Discover
structured harmony that allowed us to really get into what they were doing. I'm going to try to pull up somebody who most people don't even realize was a great jazz singer. And let's see if you can guess who this is. By the way, this is Getting It Done, and I'm your host, Dr. Dean, and this will probably be the last song that we will be able to play today.
All right.
Let's go on and see if we can hear just a little bit of it.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot, it's just to tell you that I love you.
Well, if you didn't guess, that was the great Dinah Washington singing If I Could Write a Book. This has been Getting It Done, and I have been your host, Dr. Walter Dean. Hopefully you enjoyed this program as much as I have enjoyed bringing it to you. Have a nice evening.